Encouraging news on the Health Watch. Eddie Lacy, who left the Seattle game with an ankle injury, practiced today on a limited basis, but less limited than anticipated.
I definitely made it through the majority of the practice. I felt good enough to be able to keep going longer than, you know, what was expected, so it's cool.
Davante Adams also injured an ankle against the Seahawks, and he too was able to work in limited fashion.
I wouldn't even say it's an injury. It's just something that hurts right now. It's nothing that's really going to be just, you know, catastrophic, so we'll be all right.
Joe Thomas, who was released earlier this month, has rejoined the Packers. He was signed to the active roster after 2 weeks on the other side of the tracks, a.k.a. the Dallas Cowboy practice squad.
I think the experience was well needed because Green Bay is really separated from the league and how they, you know, treat players and how the organization is ran. Being here and going somewhere else, you really get a glimpse of how different everything is.
Elsewhere in the linebacking core, Clay Matthews is coming off a game where he did not play a single snap as an outside linebacker. That's a first in his six-plus seasons as a Packer.
I think my impact comes in a different scale, you know, as far as instead of hits, hurries, and pressure, sacks on quarterbacks, it comes from sound run defense and, things like that. So, I think statistically, you know, you got to take a step back sometimes. I might not get the sacks or some of the plays we're used to seeing, but I think as a whole, you know, whenever you're able to start out 2-0 against two very good teams and hopefully make it 3-0, it just speaks to the defense and putting our best 11 players out there.
The best of the bunch might have been B.J. Raji. Mike McCarthy called the Seattle game the big man's best as a Green Bay Packer.
I've known him 7 years. He's not one to just say things like that. So I took it, you know, as a badge of honor from that respect because I respect, you know, what he says. But, I mean, going forward, I got to continue that or, you know, those words don't mean much.
B.J. earned a game ball for his performance, as did Jayrone Elliott. I say his interception was tremendously instinctive. He says,
I'm a speed rusher, so I really couldn't use a speed rush against Seattle because Russell was in the fine lane. So I tried to play my role, and I just kind of felt it Marshawn coming back, so I tried to jump in the passing lane and stuck a hand out there, and, you know, these big falls grabbed it.
I still say it was tremendously instinctive. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.